The family of Jamil Shah appeared before the city council today to ask the council members to support Jamil's law. The proposed law would encourage law enforcement to aggressively pursue criminals who are in the country illegally. Jamil Shah Sr. wept as he told the council how painful the loss of his son has been.
It hurts every day that we have to live like this.
Dozens of supporters gave public comment during the meeting, causing a heated debate and criticism of the city council. City Council President Gil Garcetti had to repeatedly ask for order so public comment could continue. The family said that they do not want people to misinterpret this law as being anti-Hispanic, but that the presence of violent illegal immigrants slipping through the system is dangerous and intolerable.
No matter how you can look at it, you know, the guy was there illegally and he was let out, you know, of the county jail.
Immigration law expert Niels W. Frenzen says that he understands the community's anger and outrage at Shaw's murder, but laws that allow police to target immigrants are misguided.
I think people who are supporting this law are just not thinking it through clearly due to the emotion that's associated with tragedies like this.
Frenzen says that although Los Angeles is home to many illegal immigrants, they aren't the ones committing the crimes.
And what people have to keep in mind is we have undocumented immigrants in Los Angeles, of course. They are probably more likely to be victims of crimes than they are perpetrators of crimes.
Jamil's law conflicts with Special Order 40, which prohibits LA police from asking people about their immigration status. The order is meant to encourage illegal immigrants to report crime. Frenzen says that because immigrants are so vulnerable to crime, Jamil's law would increase their vulnerability. Sonata Lee, Annenberg Radio News.